Sir, do you go by Gio or Giovanni?
I go by Giovanni. You know, my dad gave me that name. So,
how did he give you that name? Is he from Italy? Is he from Italy or something? Or how'd you get the name?
Actually, one of my dad's good friends was named Giovanni. He passed away, so I ended up carrying his name. He was an Italian guy. He used to come by the cleaners a lot.
Okay. Is that what your dad does? He's a cleaner?
Yeah. He works at a dry cleaner.
So I should know this, but where are you from? Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in South Florida, kind of like Palm Beach County area, Boca Raton, Delray. Grew up there until I got to high school. Then, you know, I had to move all the way over to St. Thomas, which is in Fort Lauderdale. Spent my kind of high school kind of time there.
Are you surprised you're the first running back to go?
Yeah, I obviously believe in the gift that, you know, God gave me, but at the same time, you know, there's a lot of great backs out there. You can't really do too much other than, you know, leaving it in God's hands. And, I guess you could say he really took care of me today.
Giovanni, you've been working with Chris Carter a lot during offseason at his camp. What has that experience been like?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Heard you were working a little bit with Chris Carter at his speed camp. Is that true?
I used to when I was younger. I haven't worked out with his group in a while, but I definitely keep in contact with him. And the biggest thing he always tells me, you know, just always keep working hard and, you know, stay true to yourself and be the person that you are. And because he's really seen me kind of evolve since I was a little kid playing little league football with him and his son.
Did you have the Bengals followed you around pretty good. Did you get a sense that they were pretty hot on you?
I knew they were one of the teams that were definitely considering me. But you never know really when, how the draft plays out and when, they kind of wanted to pick. But for the most part, I knew they were a team that, you know, that was interested in me. But, as a football player, you just try to sell yourself to as much teams as possible. I'm obviously happy. I'm thrilled to be a Bengal now, and I'm excited to kind of get this thing rolling and get back on the field.
How much do you know about the other backs on this roster?
I definitely know about them. Ralph from the law firm actually was on, Twitter. He definitely, we had a little chance to kind of talk a little bit through that. But other than that, I don't know too much about it. There's, so many guys, that are obviously fighting for a position. I'm going to go in there, with my head up high and know my position, know my role. And, definitely just try my best to, get the starting job and whatnot, whatever.
What did the law firm and you talk about on Twitter?
I saw that he mentioned that he saw that as a decent film. He had a chance to see it, and he said, it'd be a good fit in, the orange, black, and white. So for me, that's a blessing. Just a guy that's already been through it to kind of say that about, a guy that's not even in the league yet. It's definitely a blessing.
So he's already kind of given you a blessing even before you were drafted to come here.
Definitely did.
Yeah. What do you bring to the table?
Just a guy that's a well-rounded running back, a guy that's gonna wherever he needs to be, that's where he's gonna be. I'm a guy that's gonna, you can plug me into any type of situation, plug me into any type of offense, and I'll definitely execute. I'm a smart guy, a guy that's going to hit the playbooks and he understands what he's going to have to do, and kind of a guy that's going to accept his role, whatever that role is. I'm definitely going to accept it.
Do you have any idea what your role is going to be?
No, sir, I don't. I really have not much of an idea, but once I get it, I'm definitely going to take it on full steam and be ready to go.
Gio, in terms of the return game, did you do kick returns only or punt returns too?
No, I actually only did punt returning. That was the first year I actually ever did punt returning, but I never really did kick returning in a game before. I did it a couple times in high school, but nothing that was a season long like my punt returning this past season.
You had the 3 years in college, but coming out after being a redshirt sophomore, what made you decide that it was time to leave early?
I think it was just, following a dream that you have when you're growing up. You see a bunch of guys. One of the guys that I always admired was Cedric Benson when he played. That was a guy, that obviously played in the Bengals uniform.
Who's that?
Cedric Benson.
Okay.
For me, it's just, you know, going in with an open mind and just kind of excited. I mean, I'm thrilled right now. My family's all behind me going wild. So, just kind of ready to get this thing rolling.
Did you think maybe you need another year of seasoning, or what made you think you were ready? I'm sorry if I missed that.
No, it was just this kind of a dream in front of me, the opportunity to play in the NFL. It was kind of hard to pass up on a kid, you know, in college. You have the opportunity to really go play in the NFL, which is something you've been working for all of your life. And it's kind of really hard to kind of pass up when you have the opportunity in front of you.
Did you hear the news they've re-signed Andre Smith, the right tackle?
No, I did not. I think, you know, I've just been so kind of alienated to kind of everything that's going on around the draft process. I try to stay away from it as much as possible. Just because there's so much that goes on, you know, day to day during the draft process. But, for me, I'm just, you know, trying to relax now and, know that, you know, I'm on a team, just trying to get everything rolling from here.
Do you see yourself complimenting the firm, the law firm? Do you see you guys sharing snaps, or how do you think it plays out?
Honestly, it's all up to Coach Young, Coach Gruden. At the end of the day, you know, wherever they want to put me at, that's where I'm, you know, I'll definitely try my best to excel at that position. And, whatever that is, whether they want to put me in the slot and, run it out from there, I'll do that. If they want to put me in the back, you know, in a gun 7 deep or whatnot, or in a pistol, whatever it is, I'm just ready to take that role and kind of run with it.
You know, what this club has really needed for a long time is a running back that can run pass routes. Just reading up on you a little bit, seems like that's something you do really well. Is that because of the systems you've been in, or what?
I think that's just a little bit of the systems that I've been in as well as kind of the coaching. I had the chance to play in the pro-style offense my first year, and then got switched up to, you know, the spread offense this past year. Right. So kind of going into all those, I was able to kind of get a feel in a mixture of, you know, all different types of coaching. And, obviously hard work comes into it. Just kind of hitting, you know, obviously watching the receiver, kind of how they run their routes, and kind of add that to my game.
Giovanni, thank you very much for the time. Appreciate it.
Congratulations, yeah. Giovanni. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.